Well, I think there's a lot of differences. You know, last summer I went to U18s, I went to the combine, I had the draft. You know, a lot of other distractions than just focusing on hockey. But you know, last summer was a lot of fun, and you know, this summer it's definitely a lot more relaxing, but also hard at the same time. You know, I'm able to focus a little more on training. Last summer it was a lot of different things I had to do that kind of interrupted that. But this summer it's definitely a lot of training and you know, really getting to it.
Have you had a chance since the season ended to catch your breath and take in everything that you've been through? Because it was quite a year, obviously.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of time. I had a week off in St. John's, and then I had a week off in Kitchener, so I was able to kind of like just relax, go golfing, hang out with some friends and stuff like that. But you know, then it got right back to the grindstone and just you know, working hard and you know, getting things a lot more sorted out than last year. Last year was tough to get on a meal plan, to get on all that stuff. But this year I'm really being serious. I'm on a meal plan. I'm getting everything set like that. So it's a good program right now, and you know, I think it's definitely working. I just got to continue to stay strict with it, and I think that's the main thing.
Are you able to enjoy this process, or do you feel like you're carrying a bit of a burden?
No, I definitely enjoy it. Like you know, it's always fun. You know, you're out here playing hockey, and you're out here with a lot of buddies. Like you know, making friends last year, making friends in St. John's and stuff like that. So it's so much fun. You know, you just joke around a little bit. You can. You're playing hockey, so it's obviously going to be fun. So, you know, it's definitely no burden at all. It's just pure fun.
When you see the Jets make a move like signing Ville Jokinen, do you think, say, well, what does that mean for me, or do you try and stay out of that stuff?
You know, obviously you pick spots and you think where can I fit in. But you know, obviously Ville Jokinen's a great player. He's a great centerman. He's a veteran, and you know, I think you just have to learn from him. You have to go into camp and you have to earn your spot. No spot's ever given to you from the start, so you just gotta go and improve that you're better than someone else, or that you can play in different situations, and that's the main thing. I'm gonna go into camp just with an open attitude, wanting to make the team, doing whatever it takes to be there all year.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
How do you find what you're doing, as far as you mentioned the meal plan and being on a strict kind of a routine? How much different is it for you this year than it has been, say, the last year, last 2 years? 3 years?
You know, definitely now getting older, maturing, and knowing what I have to do to become a pro, you definitely learn a lot like that. And you know, I think also this year, not as many distractions, like with the draft and the combine, where you kind of get away from things. You're staying in a hotel, you're not at home, you're not able to stay with a strict meal plan. So it's you know, it's definitely a lot more serious that way, and definitely less distractions.
You find it interesting somewhat? I mean, the stuff that they give you, the information that they give you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you know, it's all great information. Like, the nutritionist here that's been working with me has done a great job and has really helped me out, you know, getting the right foods into me and getting the doing the right amount of working out and stuff like that. And the trainer has done a lot too. So, you know, it's all great stuff, and it's all interesting as well. You know, you can pass it on to younger guys. You can pass it on to other prospects as well. So, you know, it's just a learning curve that I think every hockey player has to go through.
You don't have to cook.